On the line with me, someone who has a new single, a song for the quote, red flag collectors, baby, you and me, is Craig Lucas. How is it, Craig?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I might have to honestly tell you that in the last couple of weeks, I might have become a red flag collector of note, but you're gonna help me through that, I think, and maybe give me some tools to not be.
Admission is the first step toward progress, So well done. Welcome. Welcome to the club.
Hi, my name is Danny, and I am powerless against a red flag.
I just saw mine last night.
No, same.
Not great. Not great. But we move.
We move. We do indeed move. Ah, is it?
Might not be the
You know,
right direction, but
it's so refreshing. You've always been so authentic about your journey through this thing we called life. And this is one of those things that I think we all deal with, and we all think that people like Craig Lucas, I mean, no one's gonna ever red flag him. He's got it together. Like, he's just gonna get the best of the best. But clearly not. No disrespect to your red flag or anything. I mean, violent disrespect, but you know.
I mean, do even thinks I've got it all together? They need to get themselves checked out. But no, if my music has taught me one thing, if career has taught me one thing, is that like we all really just go through the same stuff, And there's so many times when I think I'm going through something by myself, and one of my favorite artists released a song about it, and it's like it blows my mind. I don't think it's that deep. I think we all kind of have a bit of toxicness in us, and that's okay to admit. I admitted that. Well, I said that to my therapist the other day, and he canned himself because we were talking about boys and like my past relationships, and he then said to me like something along the lines of, so you're attracted to red flags. And I was like, I am the red flag. Because I'm the common denominator, and he canned himself. It's like no one's ever, that's his job. He's supposed to tell me that. I was like, Nana, I know I'm here. I know why I'm coming. But yeah, we all got a bit of toxicness in us. I think it's just about admitting, and you've just done that. So well done.
Aww, I'm gonna tell my therapist that Craig Lucas says that I did well today.
That you're toxic. Don't forget
And that
that
I'm no, I mean, he clearly knows. My mother
part.
keeps saying, when is Richard gonna leave you? And I'm like, hopefully never. But she gets it, right? Because I mean, she raised me, so she knows. But okay, so red flags. I mean, they differ for everyone, and I wonder why it is that we're so attracted to those horrible signs that we shouldn't be. Do you have any insight into that? I mean, you did write the song.
I think for one, on the superficial level, it's exciting. The chase is, it's a lot of fun. On the deeper level, and again, just like drawing on my therapy, it's that I think I can't speak for everyone, but I think quite a lot of us also just don't feel like we deserve good things. So we tend to attract and be attracted to things that we know is kind of bad for us. That's a common theme in my life with everything, my struggles with addiction. It's all because I sort of don't feel like I deserve goodness. And that, sorry, I'm getting really, really like
This is
deep
our
about it,
thing.
but
It's our thing. It's fine.
so I think that's kind of what it is. It is fun, kind of chasing the thing that you can't have. I think we all do that. We always want more, we're always chasing something better. But also this specific one is just so cute. Oh my God,
Oh my
she's
gosh.
so cute. So we'd not spoken in a year, right?
Heavy.
And last night he contacted me and I saw him, the same guy the song's about. Like, I'm not lying. And I was so shook. And I know I shouldn't have gone, and I did. And oh, I'm stressed. I'm so stressed.
Okay, wait, let's unpack this because I actually have a story around this. A very, very dear friend of mine also saw hers after a couple of years, and he had actually gone and done the work, and they're not together. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, you definitely
No.
didn't do the work. No, I'm kidding. It was actually really sweet, but
Are you over
I
it?
should know. I should know better. No, not at all. The
Okay.
way I jumped at the call. I was like, when, where, I'm ready. Yeah, we are still kind of speaking, but that little voice in my head is saying, just protect yourself. And the other voice is saying, you could get hurt and write like really cool songs about it though. So that's the devil and the angel on each shoulder.
Okay.
I told him that the song was about him yesterday.
I was just going to ask this.
Yeah, I did. And he kind of enjoys knowing that, which I didn't expect. Like,
That's a
yeah,
red
you kind
flag.
of, yeah, just add it to the list. It makes me like him even more.
Can I just tell you, I hate this journey for both of us because I too am you. Like, there's not a unique experience on this planet. My red flag could call me now and I would answer as much as I have badmouthed him to everyone and my mother. I will answer that phone immediately. I'd be like, yes, of course. Where? Tonight? Oh, yeah, cool. And then go and shave every inch of my body to just go and have a drink at the time. Do you know what I'm saying?
That really sucks for us. We
We
deserve
do, but that's why you gift us songs. Okay, so Falling, it's called Falling in Love. It is out on the 28th of June. It's about the red flag collectors, i.e., Craig Lucas and Danny Painter, and probably you listening. Is this off of a body of work? Have you written him a I don't know, a thing, an album, an EP?
I mean, he's not that great. He's not getting a full album. Like, but there is one more. There's one more that I actually also played him last night, which I wrote about the same sort of evening that we met. But there is a body of work. He's not been the only boy over the last year, you know. So,
Good.
yeah, there's a body of work, and I'm really excited about it. It's still kind of taking form. And I'm just exploring, so many genres. And at first I was a little hesitant about it, being like, look, this probably has to sound cohesive. But then also I was like, for the first time I get to have fun making music, and I get to make music I like, and I like so many different things. So I'm just letting the music kind of, go where it wants to. But I am sensing a bit of a theme just in terms of it all sounding like the type of music I listened to growing up and the music I liked. The Avril Lavigne's and the Blink-182's, but also like Celine Dion's and just the stuff a teenage me with my like eyeliner, spiked bangles.
Living.
And I'm quite enjoying that. I'm super, super, super excited.
So am I now. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this version of you.
It's really good. It's so good.
You sound good. You sound like you're in a good place since the last time we spoke. I mean, red flags aside, you sound good, and I'm glad. That makes me happy.
I'm just doing what I love again. It's such a big part of who I am, and I think for 2 years I wasn't making music, and like it's it I understand why, and I understand that I sort of had to go through the things I had to get here and to understand just who I am as an artist and be okay with that, and I've had writer's block for so long, and I think at the start of this year I just started writing and writing and writing, and writing is my first love. It's the thing that makes me the happiest. So yeah, I'm just riding this wave, and just really, really enjoying the process and just so grateful.
I am grateful that you're giving us more music, that's all, and that you're still speaking from a place of authenticity and no one's changed that, or no one's wanted you to change that.
And I don't know what that's gonna look like in a year or two or three, and like I was always so confused about what and who I am as an artist, and thinking it must also just be this one-dimensional thing. And I think the way the music's changed now, the type of stuff I'm writing, even I'm excited. I'm like, what am I going to write in a couple months? What am I going to write in a year? I've never felt like that. And yeah, I've just got people around me that are letting me just be myself and discover myself and letting me change. It's been the biggest blessing. I've got a great team around me now. And yeah, I'm grateful. I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a good run. So keen, super keen.
Okay, well, please keep me posted on this red flag. I'm excited. I'm excited for the developments here, but I'll also look out for the other singles that are possibly going to come from this, whatever it is.
No, the wedding's gonna be March next year. I'll send you an invite.
I'm coming if you come to mine. Will you come to mine? Wait, will you
Of
perform this
course.
song at mine?
There's an even worse one. So
Fantastic. Fantastic. I can walk down the aisle to this one and then we can have our first dance to the even worse one.
even worse one?
Yeah,
Perfect.
done. Look at this. I have a wedding, a singer, a wedding singer. I'm living. Great. I love talking to you. I always have the best time with you.